The Minister of Food and Agriculture, Kofi Humado, says he will concentrate on the production of maize, rice and soya beans, as key crops for the next 4 years, to enhance food security. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Humado said he'll also identify other areas of the sector that need further development. He spoke with George Ankra.
As the new Minister for Food and Agriculture, we have to identify areas where we need further work. And one of the areas for crop production is that we've done very well with the root and tubers, that is cassava, yam, cocoa yam, and all that. But we are doing very marginally with maize production. And as for rice production, we have not even attained self-sufficiency. So I have identified maize production, rice production, and soybean production as the key crops that we need to tackle in the next 4 years. Maize, because it is both consumed by human beings directly, and also it is used for feed preparation, especially for poultry. Soybean also, because it is consumed by human beings. It is also an important protein ingredient in feed preparation for poultry. As for rice, we are not self-sufficient. We need to improve its production. The livestock, generally, we are not self-sufficient in almost all the livestock products, and we need to assist farmers to improve on their livestock production.
What form of assistance are you talking about?
Well, the new model or approach that we are using is what we call the PPP, the public private partnership, where we will identify large-scale commercial investors as the private sector, and then the public sector, which is government, will assist them with respect to certain infrastructure utilities, for example, access roads to their farms, extension of utilities, electricity, water to the farms, in certain areas, irrigation facilities, so that the investors can focus on production. But then we are also expecting these investors to also develop the ordinary farmers around them, who we call outgrowers, so that they can bring them along as they develop their agriculture, so that it becomes a win-win situation for both the investor and then the ordinary farmers around them. The ordinary farmers will produce and sell it to the commercial farmer who will warehouse it. The commercial farmer will provide extension activities to them or services to them and help them, so that as the commercial farmer is going about his business, the small farmer will also be better.
On value addition to oranges, watermelon and other fruits and vegetables, Mr. Humado said the ministry will assist farmers under the Ghana Commercial Agricultural Project to team up with investors to produce juice and canned foods for local consumption and export.
Under the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, we have a new project called the Ghana Commercial Agricultural Project, where we will identify interested investors in all these regions, be it processing of fruits into juice, be it any aspect of the value chain, and we will secure leases for them for land. We will assist to provide infrastructure, and then we will let them focus on production, so that all these things that we see, these fruits being sold by the roadside or lying rotten, we will encourage both local and foreign investors to go into these things and add value and increase agricultural production.
Honorable Humado, some time passed, one late mamata brought in rabbits. Rabbits became a valuable protein for the table. We also have grass cutter, we have guinea fowls and ducks, turkeys. Are we having any program for these productive areas?
Yes, we have programs for all these productive areas, because we cannot just focus on fish and beef alone. We need to develop other small ruminants and other small sources of protein. And duck, guinea fowls fall in line with our investment program. For example, in the north, I know that now some local individuals are rearing guinea fowls in-house, just like ordinary chickens, and exporting them to Europe via the airport. So we will encourage all these businesses, and that is what I'm saying, that under the new Ghana Commercial Agricultural Project, it will be identified clearly the role of the ministry or government in supporting these commercial entrepreneurs. We think that we will be able to make some progress.
Mr. Humado also touched on how the ministry will deploy extension offices to areas where their services are most needed.
Yeah, the strategy is that as we encourage commercial investors, these investors would take up the provision of extension services to neighboring farmers in their catchment area, because they are also interested that those people should produce and feed them. Then, in the other areas where we don't have these commercial investors, especially in the rural areas where we don't have commercial activity, then the Ministry of Food and Agriculture can deploy its limited extension officers to those areas and make best use of them in those areas, particularly for the rural farmers, those who are vulnerable and marginalized, so that they can also have access to extension services. So that is the strategy we are going to use. We'll use private sector to provide some form of extension services to farmers in their catchment area to free the pressure or to free the resources on the ministry so that they can redeploy those staff to other areas of the country which are not covered by this outgrower scheme.
You heard Kofi Humadoth, the new Minister of Food and Agriculture, talking to George Ankrah.